This is 90.9 WQBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Merry Christmas, New England Patriots fans. Your team is once again in the NFL playoffs. With its 24-12 victory at home against the Buffalo Bills yesterday, the Pats are the AFC East champions for the 10th year in a row. The Pats' running game was great yesterday. They ran for a season-high 274 yards. After the game, running back James White said it was key to the win.
I think it's always an attitude for us. When we run the ball successfully, it opens everything else up. So you always want to get the running game established, and we had a lot of success from the beginning of the game, and we just kind of kept it going.
With a win next week, the Patriots can earn a bye to skip the first week of the playoffs. ESPN.com's Mike Reese was at the game yesterday and is with us again this morning, as he is most Mondays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So is James White correct? Was the running game key to the Pats' win yesterday?
It certainly was. It was the physicality with which the Patriots played that really stood out, and it needed to be good because the passing game with Tom Brady really was knocked off its usual rhythm.
What do you mean?
Well, Tom Brady didn't look like himself. He finished just 13 of 24 for 126 yards and had two interceptions, although both of the interceptions were actually might have been the fault of the person he was throwing to, as there was miscommunication with Rex Burkhead, and then Rob Gronkowski had one slip through his hands. But when Tom Brady doesn't look like himself, they have to go to another area. That's what they did.
All right, I'm going to come back to the game in a second, but let me ask you this question about Brady. Can the Pats go far in the playoffs without some form of notable improvement in Brady's play?
It would be hard to continue to rely on how they did it yesterday, because that was very much below the bar for Tom Brady. And I think what a lot of people are wondering is he managing an injury that he's saying he doesn't have? He was asked specifically after the game. He said, oh, no, I'm not hurt. But it was unusual to see him play that way and then be taken out of the game with about 6 minutes remaining. So something we're going to be keeping an eye on.
All right. Wide receiver Josh Gordon suspended, probably won't be back with the team this year, maybe won't come back to football at all. We don't know, because of substance violations of the NFL's substance abuse policy. Did the Patriots compensate for his loss yesterday?
Well, they did their best, and it certainly affected them. Josh Gordon had really developed into their number two receiver, a player they were relying on quite a bit. They combined Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, and Cordero Patterson to try to fill that void, but you know, the passing game really wasn't in sync for the Patriots without him, so they'll need to do a lot better going forward.
Can they continue the success with a running game that they had yesterday?
I believe they can. They're deep at running back with rookie Sony Michel. He had 116 yards rushing to lead the team. They also have James White, who we heard from, who's a very reliable third down back, a change of pace rusher, and they also have Rex Burkhead. So that's probably their deepest position on offense, and I would expect that they continue to rely on that going forward.
All right, the defense seemed like another promising day yesterday. They held them to 12 points.
It was a promising day. Part of that is taking the context of the competition. You know, the Bills' offense is not one of the better units in the league. Their quarterback is a rookie, and he was erratic. A couple of his throws looked like they were headed to like the town next door in Walpole there. He was so inaccurate. And his pass catchers didn't help him out, but also a credit to the Patriots. When the throws were on target, they actually made the plays.
All right, let me look ahead. First of all, should the Pats be able to beat the Jets next weekend to gain the bye in the playoffs?
They should. The Jets are not one of the NFL's better teams, and the game is played here in Foxborough, where the Patriots look like a different team, 7-0 this season. The only team in the NFL to be undefeated at home this year. So they should win the game, and that bye is very important to them. Get some players healthy, give them rest, get into that divisional round.
All right, and the way they're playing right now, how far do you think they can go in the playoffs?
Well, they are not playing like one of the best teams in the NFL. So you always say you never bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with their experience and their championship pedigree, but I would say this Patriots team looks different from some of their past championship teams where you felt better about them going into the playoffs. So I would say they're not going to be favored, you know, in the AFC Championship game if they get there, or even the Super Bowl, but they have won as underdogs in the past before.
All right, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for us here at WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week after the final home game of the season.
Thanks so much, Bob.